use any chemicals on these?
There's no pesticides on any of this stuff, man.
All over Los Angeles, the farmers' markets flourish, with customers moving from stand to stand and choosing from the vibrant displays of vegetables and fruits. NPR's Noah Adams visiting with Day to Day this week to report on the low-wage workforce in Los Angeles. Found the Thursday afternoon market in Westwood. How was it?
Westwood, as you know, high-income area out by UCLA. Wanted to go there and see who was working, who was growing, who was driving the trucks. And we started by talking to a young man selling great-looking sunflowers and yellow carrots and purple carrots. I hadn't seen that before. His name is Thomas Rakauskas.
I'm from Lithuania, from Europe.
From Lithuania?
Lithuania.
You're tall, like Lithuania.
Yeah. He's been here about a year, and he's working at a farm, harvesting and selling at the farm market several days a week in different places. He's being paid $500 a month.
It's nothing, lad. It's nothing. It's just for fun. And after that, they're going to go back in Lithuania.
$500 a month? That's not much money.
No, it would be hard for him. He gets a room, but not board. And, of course, the question is,
so how do you eat on that $500 a month?
Carrots.
Yeah, a lot of carrots.
Yeah.
Come on over and get your strawberries over here. Sweet and juicy today. They melt in your mouth.
There's a gentleman selling strawberries. These are great, luscious strawberries.
Oh, they are amazing strawberries in California. You can get them most of the year.
This fellow's name is Marquette. He works for the Robles Family Farm in Oxnard, California. Makes about $10 an hour, long days.
Today? I'll get off at 7.
I mean, when do you start?
Oh, 4 o'clock in the morning.
In the dark,
you started. Uh-huh. Can I help somebody?
We also met a woman named Kyung Ha, and she and her husband have Ha's Mountain grown apples.
Most is apple, peach, summer. We sell the zucchini. It's a very, very good zucchini.
She's Korean. She and her husband have a farm in the Tehachapi Mountains at 4,000 feet north of Los Angeles. It's a 2-hour drive away. They would have gotten home at 10 o'clock last night. Alex, she had a Johns Hopkins baseball cap on, and I asked her about that. They have put 4 kids through college with a lot of scholarship help and a lot of hard work on that farm. And in some years when they started, they lost everything they had every year trying to sell wholesale. It's the farmer's market situation that makes it work for them.
You know, Noah, one difference I noticed being out here in Los Angeles, back in Washington, there were some farmers markets around here. There are a lot of people doing this. You can go to a farmers market any day. Mm-hmm. Lots of them.
Right. And you get good food. And at this one, Westwood's market is known for music. And there we met a jazz trio led by a young UCLA a senior, Isaac Darsh.
So why do you come play here?
Because it pays.
The market pays you?
Yeah.
What?
$100 each.
$100 each.
Well, it's for 6 hours, so you break it down, it's not that good. But I've gotten a few other gigs out of this and met a couple girls here.
Well, he's having a good time.
Yeah, he's having fun. He's playing, by the way, a beautiful green guitar. I've never seen anything like it, bright green. And I took a picture of it, and we put it on the NPR website, npr.org, so people can take a look at that. And here, by the way, is the rest of the band, rest of the trio.
This is Tom Altura.
Tom Altura on bass.
On bass. And Ryan Doyle on drums.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Does the group have a name?
The Isaac Darsh Trio.
The Isaac Darsh Trio at the Westwood Market. NPR's Noah Adams out here all week for Day to Day. Thank you, Noah.
You're welcome, Alex. It's been a great pleasure.